Once upon a time, there was a quiet, plain-looking, somewhat boring couple. They'd met in high school, both outcasts eating their lunch together in the library, both wanting the attention of the more popular boys or girls at school, but never getting it. They were out of their league. So, after college, they settled down with each other. Neither was very interesting or exciting, but they truly didn't know any better, and were happy with their mundane lives. They were even ready to start trying for a family. Until one day, the wife won a total makeover from a contest she'd entered at the local grocery store. She got everything done. Hair, makeup, new clothes, nip, tuck, lift, pluck, fill, the works. When she got home that evening, she was a different woman. A fiery redhead with a fantastic body and a gorgeous face. She thought her husband would be over the moon with her new look. And at first, he seemed thrilled, flooded her with compliments, and couldn't stop smiling. But his delight in her appearance didn't continue into the bedroom. Their first night together after her makeover, he said he was too tired to participate in their weekly bout of lovemaking, which she was surprised by, but understood. He worked hard, and on occasion they did miss their weekly scheduled sex. But when weeks began to go by without sex, she began to wonder what was wrong, and to make matters worse, she was getting a lot of attention from men, something she wasn't used to, but very much enjoyed. She was horny and frustrated and being tempted all the time. She tried talking to her husband about the changes and her needs, but he seemed too embarrassed to have a conversation with the new her. He did perk up when she mentioned the fact that she was getting attention from other men, though, and surprisingly wasn't even jealous. Maybe the old her could have handled months without sex, but the new her couldn't, especially with the constant temptation. So, an hour after her husband left for the airport for a business trip, a tall, dark man was at her door. She'd lusted after the Adonis-like bull for years, but always knew he was out of her league. Well, not anymore. At least, not physically. Sexually was a whole different story. The minute the bull stepped foot through her door, he demanded she get on her knees and suck his cock, saying she'd been a cock tease for way too long and, quote, "It's about time she sucked the nut from this pole." She'd never been talked dirty to before, and almost came from just hearing his words, and then almost came again from seeing the size of his cock. It's not like her husband was tiny, but compared to the horse cock being stuffed between her lips at that moment, he could be considered microscopic. She wanted so badly to do a good job sucking the nut from his pole, as he'd said, but she never had to work with something that huge. In fact, she'd only ever been with her husband, and him with her. She was doing her best, sucking on the dark bulbous tip. That's about all she could fit in her mouth. She got it wet and licked around it. But when the bull started to push his cock deeper into her mouth, she struggled. It was just too much cock. She gagged and coughed, and tears, joyous tears, mind you, began streaming down her cheeks. He laughed and said, "You'll learn to take it. Just gotta stretch out that throat is all." Then he told her to keep her mouth open as wide as she could, and proceeded to begin fucking her open mouth hole with the tip of his cock, while stroking the remainder of his length that she wasn't able to take in her mouth with his fist, until spit was dripping down between them, down his balls, which she reached up and cupped in her hand until he grunted and demanded she start sucking again. "Hard. Suck that dick hard. Suck that dick. Suck that dick," he repeated over and over. she did, hollowing out her cheeks, working his fat cockhead, and immediately his hot thick cum started to flow. No, flow wasn't the right word. Blast. He was blasting her with so much cum, it was impossible for her unskilled mouth to take it all. She was sputtering and spewing cum all over the place, over her lips, down her chin and neck and tits, even back onto his cock and balls. When he was drained, he made her lick up all the cum she was unable to swallow off his cock and balls, then demanded she strip her clothes off in front of him, then leave them on the floor at the front door and go to the bedroom and wait for him. She caught a glimpse of herself in the hallway mirror as she did, and she barely recognized herself. She looked well used, tear-stained face, makeup ruined, lips puffy and pink. And it felt great, and dirty, and wrong, but all in the best way. For a brief instant, she thought about her husband, and how he'd be crushed by what she was doing right now with this well-hung bull. But she couldn't help herself. So she banished that thought from her mind, and headed to the bedroom as the dark, handsome man with the horse cock had instructed her to. He didn't come up for a while. He fixed himself a drink downstairs and God knows what else. But the anticipation of waiting for his big cock to come into her bedroom and fuck her got to be too much. She began masturbating while she waited. She was already on all fours on the bed, her ass up facing the doorway, her hand between her legs, fingering her wet, tight, eager slit and moaning. She had no idea how she was going to be able to take such a big cock inside her tiny entrance, but she wanted to try. She'd always fantasized about a big dick taking her, and that's what she was thinking about when she plunged another finger deep into her wet hole. "You nasty little bitch. You just couldn't wait, could you?" she heard the deep voice from the doorway. And once again she was shocked by the way he spoke to her, and so fucking turned on by it too she almost came on her fingers right there. "Keep going, slut. Might as well get it wet enough to take this," he said, slapping his thick dick into the palm of his hand. He was hard again, and she couldn't stop herself from coming for him with her fingers buried deep inside her. "Fuck, yeah. Damn, bitch. Get those fucking fingers out of the way," he said, stepping in behind her, then added, "Say uncle if you can't take it, got it?" Just before he began pushing the fat head of his cock into her pussy, it was even tighter now that she'd just come, and it was uncomfortable, feeling that fat head demanding entrance into her hole. But not enough to want him to stop. She bit down on a pillow, moaning and wriggling and pleading that he was too big, and too fucking big. But she refused to say uncle. She delighted in the delicious discomfort of his big cock pushing against the snugness of her pussy. And he continued to push and push and push, as his shaft got thicker and thicker and harder to fit inside her. She felt like just a hole for his cock to use for his pleasure. Heck, she wasn't even sure he knew her name. She was just a plaything. She loved that feeling. She'd never been a plaything. Never had the pleasure of a man wanting to fuck her so badly he couldn't stop. So she took his big cock. Well, most of it. As best she could, all the while screaming incoherent, contradictory phrases like, "Please, no more, it's too big, oh, it's so big," and then in the next breath, "Oh, please don't stop, I'll die if you stop, more cock, oh god, fuck, no, I can't take it, it's splitting me in two. Oh, you're breaking me! It's too The Adonis, used to this reaction from women, interpreted her cries well enough from his experience to realize that he'd only be able to get a small portion of his big dick into this slut's tight pussy today, which was hot in itself. He liked being too much for a pussy to take. Meanwhile, neither of them realized that there was an incident at the airport that had grounded all the planes for the day, and that while she was screaming that her pussy was being ruined by that big cock, her husband had come home, finding her clothes on the floor at the door. Hearing her screams in pain, he flew up the stairs in concern, but what he saw when he peeked through the open bedroom doorway nearly made him come in his pants. His now gorgeous wife was naked, body glistening with a sheen of sweat, bent over on all fours on their bed, her knees spread apart, with a huge, dark-skinned man behind her, gripping her hips and pounding the biggest dick he'd ever seen up into his wife's pussy, big dark balls swinging and slapping against her clit as he did. His wife was biting his pillow, moaning and wriggling, begging and pleading all at the same time. He didn't even realize he'd unzipped his cock and was slowly stroking himself until his eyes connected with the bull of a man fucking his wife in the mirror of their dresser. "You gonna let your cuck come in and watch?" the bull asked the wife mid-thrust. She had no clue what he was talking about, until she looked up and saw the same reflection of her husband watching them in the mirror. Her shoulders were pinned down to the bed, the bull leaning his body weight fully over her, pounding wet sounds of her soaked pussy being slapped by his balls echoing in the room. Her remorseful, tear-stained face looked up at her husband pleadingly. "Oh, baby, he's so big, I can't stop," she said to her husband, who couldn't take his eyes off the huge, glistening, wet cock, sliding all the way out, then slamming back into as much of his wife's pussy as she could take. He stepped into the room beside the bed, gently sat down on the mattress, and reached his free hand out to grasp one of his wife's that wasn't gripping the sheet. "It's okay," he reassured her, then added, "Are you okay? Is he too big?" She nodded up at her husband, biting her lip, fresh tears in her eyes, tears of remorse and pain and joy. "He's so big. I didn't mean to hurt you, I swear, but oh, he's just so big, I can't stop. Oh, he's gonna make me come again," his wife moaned, and he could tell from the glazed, almost drunken look in her eyes that she was in pure ecstasy. He knew she'd come several times on that dark horse cock, because he'd seen the huge wet stain on the sheets underneath their bodies once he got close to the bed. "Come on his cock then, baby," he said encouragingly, his hand on his dick stroking faster. She could see the pre-cum on the tip. "Do you want to see him make me come? Do you really want him to come inside me?" She heard a deep, agonized moan escape her husband's lips and saw his body begin to tremble as he nodded. He was close, too. How could that be? She thought. She was sure it would kill him to learn she'd cheated on him. But then she remembered how he'd get turned on sometimes in college, when the cheerleaders or the popular girls would talk about how much better their boyfriends were than any other guy in school, especially when they did it right in front of him. She always thought it was mean, but his cock never seemed to think so.
"Oh, he's so much bigger than you, baby. My pussy will never be the same. You know that, right?"
she added to see what would happen.
"I just needed a bigger cock to fuck. You understand that, right?"
Her husband whimpered again, nodding, totally focused on the big bull's cock and how it was pounding into her raw, making her once tiny pussy hole gape, while still furiously stroking on his cock. This was the first time she'd seen her husband this turned on in months. The view of her husband's cock was short-lived, because the bull put his big hand on the back of her head, pushed her face down into the mattress just before he went wild, thrusting deeper, bruising her insides with the pounding of his cock. God damn, this little pink hole's gonna make me blast so fucking hard. I wanna bang the shit out of it. Jesus! He growled, and she knew without being able to look up or barely breathe for that matter, that the bull's words and the sight of her face down on their bed being fucked harder than she'd ever been in her life had just made her husband come. She heard his whimpers, felt the bed trembling beneath him, and could smell the strong scent of his cum in the air. And he wasn't the only one coming. The bull's hands were on her shoulders again now, his palms pressed against them, keeping her trapped down under him on the mattress, so there'd be no escaping the thick, heavy load of cream he was blasting inside her womb right then. She screamed, feeling the hot blasts lighting her belly on fire, tilting her head up towards her husband as she came to, shouting the whole time, "I love his cock! I love it! I love big cock! Oh, he's coming inside me! Breed me! Breed me! Ruin my hole, please!" Then everything went hazy for a bit, until she felt the bull's big dick slowly stop thrusting jets of cum inside her, and then soon after, felt it sliding out of her pussy. "No, please, no," she whined. She didn't want to have to lose that full feeling that only a big cock like his had ever given her. "Gonna shower," the bull stated, walking off towards the master bathroom, not asking either of them if it was okay. The wife rolled over onto her back, everything sore and aching as she did, and looked at her husband for the first time. His gaze was roaming all over her well-used body, taking note of the red marks on her hips and breasts where the bull's hands had groped her. She could see his cock hardening again. She wasn't sure what to think or say, so she just reached up and pulled her husband's head down towards hers and kissed him. He kissed her back enthusiastically, and it was honestly the most passionate kiss they'd ever shared, totally unlike the kisses they normally shared during their generally boring foreplay. "His cum's inside me, and I stopped taking the pill," she blurted out when the kiss finally ended, feeling guilty about her lack of control. "Let me see," her husband replied, sliding down the bed between her parted thighs. Thick globs of white cream were still slowly rolling out of her gaping pussy. "We can't have that," her husband said, looking up at her from between her legs, smiling with lust-filled eyes, shocking her to the core when his head slipped between her thighs and he started using his tongue to push the bull's sperm back into her pussy. She came instantly on her husband's tongue. How could she not? It was the hottest thing he'd ever done, and the kinkiest. That's when she truly realized that being beautiful had more perks than she'd ever imagined. Sure, she was happy that men finally found her attractive, and that they flirted with her, and that she could now have her choice of any big cocks to fuck. But the real reward was this. Her once boring old husband had finally blossomed, kind of like that fairy tale, into her very own ugly, well, not really ugly, cuckling. And so, the wife and her cuckold husband and dozens and dozens of future well-hung bulls lived happily ever after.